Betty Friedan, who is one of our age group's icons, once said, "Old age is not about lost youth, but about opportunity and strength." As your fellow congregants who are slightly older, or maybe a lot older than you are, we are here to talk about the hard and grace-filled truth of these words. I'm Rita Weathersby. I am 74 and three-quarters years old. Like your kids, I'm counting. I spent 27 years as a professor at UNH in the management school of the management department of the business school. My academic fields are adult development and education and organization development. They have been implicit in my life and work ever since I discovered them in graduate school as emerging fields. My passion about adult development partially explains by early this year in the Aging with Grace group, we discussed adulthood 2. Ingrid Alberg shared a book called Composing a Further Life, The Age of Active Wisdom, written by Mary Catherine Bateson. We struggled with the active wisdom part until we realized we knew what it was. Mary Catherine Bateson is the daughter of Gregory Bateson and Margaret Mead. She has long been a professor of anthropology and English, a writer. She proposes adding a second stage of adulthood to our ideas about the human life cycle. Adulthood, too, presents the opportunity, perhaps the necessity, to compose our lives anew. We develop further strength and wisdom as we actively and not passively engage with the decisions and challenges that emerge at this life stage. Bateson's premise is that as a cohort, we older adults are living longer, are healthier longer, and have more resources and fewer social restrictions than previous generations, and are thus able to make a unique contribution to society, world society. So how does this happen? It's a process. It happens over time. We re-examine the basics, trust in ourselves and others, self-reliance, interdependence, our needs, our identity. We bring forward parts of our earlier lives. We make commitments that are larger than ourselves. We gather courage and step into the unknown. The next four speakers describe this process in their lives.